at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Look at that. I miss a little trick. Take your mind off that arm. Let me hang. You may feel a little fresh.
My finger! My finger!
Give it time.
You had better give up, senor. You cannot kill us all.
Nope. I can clean your colon out quicker than one of them burritos with extra guacamole sauce.
At ease, Payne. Relax. Do you know why you're here?
Sir, no, sir.
The promotion board report came out last week. This is the new lieutenant colonel list. Your name is not on it. You get two chances to advance, then we gotta show you the hatch. Basic men is cutting your discharge orders right now.
General, you trying to tell me in all this man's military there's no room left for a trained weapon of destruction?
The fighting is no longer done on the battlefields, Payne. Now all the blood is shed in the halls of Congress. Warriors like us are becoming dinosaurs.
There gotta be somebody needs some killing.
I'm sorry, Major. There's no one left. You've killed them all. Good luck.
It's been two whole weeks since I killed me a man, and already I'm starting to get the itch. Problem is, I ain't got nothing to scratch. God, I'm hungry. Hungry for action. Hungry for blood. Hell, I'm just plain old hungry. I feel I'm getting weaker. Our Charlie's growing stronger in the jungle. I can't lose my edge. I gotta keep my strength up. I gotta maintain discipline. Because the hard reality was, I gotta get a job. The What better place than somewhere that would allow me to employ my skills as a trained killer?
Mr. Payne? This is a dramatization of a domestic violence dispute.
You arrive on the scene to find a woman played by Miss Goodman.
Hello, ma'am.
Claiming to have been assaulted by her husband played by Mr. Shipman.
Happy to meet you.
Same here.
Your objective is to effectively neutralize the situation.
Neutralize.
Begin.
You like to beat women? Don't never hit her again. Hear me? Hear me?
Payne, what happened? You've only been out 1 week.
It's civilian life, sir. I had a minor setback.
Listen, I made some calls and I got an assignment for you. It's not great, you understand, but it gets you back in the military.
So after 2.5 weeks of living a civilian puke's existence, I was back in uniform, back in the Corps, back to the sweet smell of mustard gas and killing. Little did I know what waited for me. I've toured 11 separate engagements from Iraq to Haiti. But nothing I did would prepare me for this newest assignment. I was told it would be my greatest challenge. It was sure to be a living hell. Show you little trick, take your mind off that pain. Here, give me a hand. Now you may be a little bit of pressure.
Hi, I'm Emily Walburn, the school counselor. You must be Major Payne.
That's a mighty fine handshake you got there. You want to wrestle?
No, thanks. I wrestle with these kids all day. This one's usually my big helper. Come on, Tiger. Nice meeting you, Major.
Nice meeting you, Miss Ma'am.
Tiger! Tiger, come back here! I'm not gonna chase you!
Come in!
Major Payne reporting for duty, sir.
What?
Major Payne, the new commandant.
All right. You're in charge of the Green Boys.
Come again.
The Green Boys. They wear those green things. You know, it's funny. When they stand in front of bushes, I can't see them. Why are you here?
The ROTC program. I understand you've been placing the last 8 years running in the Virginia military games. I am here to remedy that.
We have an ROTC program?
The Green Boys, sir.
All right, between us. care what you do with those boys, as long as you keep them out of my hair.
Is that all?
Oh, would you like a tour of the campus?
No, I'd like to see my man.
Fall in, move it, you idiot! Let's go! Hustle, hustle, hustle! Let's go! Get it up! Get up, get up, get up! Let's go! Sir, the squad is formed, sir!
Carry on. My name is Major Benson Winifred Payne. As of 08, Red, I am replacing Major Frankfurt as your commanding officer. See, now what we have here is a failure to communicate. Do not attempt to challenge my authority. I have 8 weeks to turn you gaggle of maggots into a well-disciplined cadet unit. From this day forward, your sorry asses belong to me. You will not eat, sleep, drink, blow your nose, or even dig in your butts without my say-so. Know this. Killing is my business, ladies, and business is good. What?
I have to go to the bathroom.
You hold it, turd.
I can't.
I said hold it or I'll break that up and kick it around on the ground. Now be advised, ladies, we are going to win the Virginia Military Games. I said win. Whiskey, India, November. Get you to the sound of that bird.
Major Payne.
What, boy? What?
I did something bad.
You nasty little worm. Go change your huggies, boy, and be back here pronto. Stop that crying. You'll get no pity from me. You think your tears will stop Charlie from taking his band-aid and sticking in your little tiny heart? What the hell was that, you little freckle-faced cartoon? Did I give you permission to sneeze, Opie?
No, sir.
Then you hold it in, you big-eared turd. Otherwise, I'll kick your ass back to Mayberry. Oh, I see we have a sickly boy on our hands. Well, we're gonna have to boost your immune system, son. Drop down. Give me 25 push-up now. Count them out.
One, sir.
Bleep, 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 bleep. What are you laughing at, pig boy? You find a piece of candy in your pocket?
No, sir.
What's your name, Tubby?
Heathcote, sir.
Heathcote. You know you remind me of the Doughboy. If I poke your stomach, we'll make it go, ooh. You know what? I'm going to help you make room for lunch, bacon boy. Drop down. Give me 30 sit-ups right now. Let's go. Count them out. Let me see that belly roll. One, Tubby, Tubby.
One, sir.
Come on, pork chop. Two, Chubby,
two,
Chubby.
You's a pure genius.
Three, sir.
Who you, Red Fox? No, better yet, you Rich Pry, ain't you?
What's your name, girlfriend?
Dwight Williams, but boys call me Dick, so you call me Dick.
Dick,
yeah, brother?
You like the way I handle these white boys, D?
Oh, yeah.
You think you feel good to see a black man run that, huh?
Malcolm X.
But let me tell you something, D.
Yeah, brother?
Why don't you come closer?
I am am not your damn brother. Now drop down, give me 20 squat thrusts now.
Once.
What are you looking at, ass?
Nothing, sir.
You plotting on me, boy?
No, sir.
Well, let me tell you something, ass. Let me tell you all something. War has made me very paranoid. And when a man gets the eyeball at me and make my Agent Orange act up, and I get the urge to kill. Do you understand me?
Sir, yes, sir!
Do you understand me?
Sir, yes, sir!
I can't hear you!
Sir, yes, sir!
And what is your damaged muscle head? You stupid, you ignorant, or you just plain old deaf?
Yes, sir. Actually, he is deaf.
Oh. Well, thank you. Now drop down, give me 25 more for speaking out of line.
One, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sir. Handicapped man. I didn't mean to offend you. Do you speak sign language? Can you read lips? Let me break it down. If you don't answer me when I speak to you, I'm going to put my foot in your ass. Is that clear, dummy?
Three and three.
Hold on, guys. Wait. Hey, guys, don't stop without me. Come on. Wait, hold on. Come in.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to my party.
You know, you're out of uniform there, Mr. Fondarelli.
Yeah, well, I like this look better, General. Admiral, whatever.
It's Major, boy.
Ooh, looks like we got another Major on our hands here, guys.
Whoa. Major!
What's your name, girly math?
Cadet Alex Stone, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, ho, sir.
Well, I'm glad to see you got a sense of humor. So do I.
From now on, my little group of scrotum sacks, you will strive to be like me. You will walk like me, talk like me, and until you win those games, you will be bald like me.
Way to go this time, Alex.
Dotson, take these men for 2 hours of PT.
Yes, sir. First exercise will be the side straddle hop. Squad, ready, exercise. 1, 2, 3. Come on, make it, boy, come on.
Hello, Miss Walburn.
Major Payne, could you please help me to understand why you shave the children bald?
Oh, that's my little incentive program. These boys have to earn their due. Their hairdo, that is.
Do they have to earn their bathroom privileges, too?
What do you want, Mr. Peabody?
Well, he's upset about this morning. Apparently, he had a little accident.
Apparently, he pissed all over the front of his pants.
Well, maybe that's because he's six.
Maybe because he's six. Woman, when I was 6 years old, I had a full-time job.
Well, I told him that you have something that you'd like to say to him.
Think I owe you an apology? Want me to take back some of those mean and hurtful little things I said? Okay. I'm sorry you're just a little
turd that can't hold your liquid out in public. Now you get on out in my face while I pick you up and toss you out that window.
Major, have you ever done this kind of work before?
Woman, under this here hat, I've trained 20,432 combat killing machines.
Well, that's just my point. You see, now you're dealing with children, and children have special needs. Do you know what positive reinforcement means?
Is that anything like where you take a POW and you snap his neck after you torture him so he don't have to go through life with a colostomy bag?
Sort of. I'd like to make a suggestion. Why don't you and I become partners in the emotional growth and development of these little ones? What do you say? Can you be my big helper and help me do that?
Yes.
Good.
Why do I feel like a jackass?
Fascist pig! I know I'm gonna shave him. Damn Major Pig.
I want you to be my damn brother.
No, that most of the body heat travels through the head, you know. It means I'm gonna be colder and I get sick. And if I'm sick, I'm gonna start blowing up.
Man, that damn pain's already starting to get on my nerves. Turd this, turd that. Who do you think he is?
Just shut up.
Telling me to shut up? Why don't you shut your damn mouth and stop being all that damn candy, you fat pig?
I look like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Did I say you could touch my bed?
No.
Then get off.
Ow! Pain's gonna kill us. You know I have a heart condition. I'm not sure he's familiar with my medical history.
Let's go, let's go, let's go! Come on, movie! Saddle up that horsey and ride!
You ever hear of knocking, Dotson?
You won't have to worry about that anymore. I have good news for you assholes. Pack your bed and your kid and your clothes. Let's go!
Where to?
Hello, cue balls. Welcome to the House of Pain. A squad that lives together wins together. Unity, turds. That is the key word in unit without the Y. Tiger, Leland, you will reside at the ROTC building. The rest of you garbage, grab a rack and settle in. Let's move out. You eyeball me again, I'll snatch it out and put it in Heath Coast cookie bag.
So damn. What about my allergies?
You know how far we are from the kitchen.
Shut up. As I said so, turd.
Major Payne, sir.
What?
Sir, I think I speak for everyone when I say that this place is unacceptable. Sir.
Yeah. Really? Love my barracks night and day.
Love my barracks night and day.
Won't complain, that's where I'll stay.
Good plan this time, Alex.
Why don't you shut up?
All right, my little patch of Brussels sprouts. Uproot yourselves, climb out the pole, get some rest. You're gonna need it. Tomorrow, lady, we gonna start the hard stuff.
The hard stuff?
You want sympathy? Look at the dictionary between shit and syphilis. That's where you'll find my sympathy. This ain't no walk in the park. Let's move it. Hustle, hustle. Hey, Dumbo, you should be able to fly to those dudes.
board top body over
you there. Shut up! Nobody's leaving here until the average for that squad is 1 minute, 20 seconds!
Come on, you can't do it. Leave him alone. I can barely do it. It's slippery out here.
Slippery, he say. You think Charlie care anything about slippery? Only thing he knows is slip your throat. What if this was a life or death situation?
But it's not a life or death situation.
It is now. One, Mississippi. Two, Mississippi.
Come on, guys. What are you, crazy? Just a dummy grenade.
Who's the dummy now?
So what is it exactly?
Concentrate to find me.
What the hell is that?
It's like a super laxative. This year I'll pack enough punch to take out an entire football team. Payne will never get off the can. He'll be making beef stool till graduation. Yeah,
right.
Man.
Payne will never know what hit him.
I'm eating, turd.
There's a call for you, sir.
G, he nearly put you in a coma.
It can't be legal the way he's been treating us. Let's just tell Phillips.
Nah, that senile old fool ain't gonna help us.
What the hell is that? What kind of shooting is that? Hey, dummy! What's the matter? You can't see either?
We gotta get rid of that son of a bitch. Listen, we're gonna have to prove that Payne did something so vile, so perverse, so disgusting that Phillips will have no choice but to fire him.
Like what?
to me?
Because you have got the biggest tits.
Come on, I'm not Williger.
Because Williger's got to take the pictures. He hasn't blinked. I'm telling you, these special forces guys can see with their eyes open. Trust me. What happened to the other dress?
This one's prettier. Shut up, Brian!
Shh! Come on. Williams, go.
Man, you sure about this? He looks awake to me.
Checked on that. Watch this.
No, turd sniffer. Maggot face.
You see, he's dead to the world. Let's go. Get in.
Can I just stand beside the bed?
Get in. Get in.
About this kind of negative reinforcement. Weren't you going to be my big helper?
Yeah, but they started it.
Well, I'm stopping it.
Don't touch the whistle.
But I was just gonna...
Don't touch the whistle.
All right, lady! Take off those dresses, head in your bag, fold them up neatly. Let's move back!
Good day, Miss Wellburn.
Do you really think that this approach is the best way to gain the trust of these boys?
They may not like me, but they will respect me.
Let me be more direct. They hate you.
Good. Now draw them close together, make them a team.
That's a very cynical plan.
Yeah, but it won't backfire.
Here. I would like you to consider an alternative approach. I want you to have this book. Read it, apply it.
The ABCs of the loving male role model. I don't need your book.
Take it.
I don't want it.
Take it.
I don't want it.
Please, Major.
got a surefire plan to get rid of that son of a bitch.
What is it?
It's gonna cost us. How much you got?
20. I got 25.
Put me down for 40.
All right. We're taking out Payne tomorrow.
Love is the key to understanding. The three B's. Be a good listener. Be sensitive to their needs.
Well, hello, Miss Walburn.
I just came by to let you know that Williger has a slight temperature, so you might not want to torture him this evening.
I will be sensitive to his needs.
Have you been reading the book?
Well, I might have glanced at it once or twice.
Oh, well, that's very good. I'm very proud of you, Major.
Oh, shit. It ain't hard being sensitive.
He's back.
Who's back?
The man who lives in my closet.
Oh, boy, get on out of here with that. I'm scared of the dark crap. Go on, now get.
Sensitive.
Hello there, fella. You know what you're having? It's called a nightmare. You know what a nightmare is? Well, that's all this is. Why don't you run on back to your room before that man jump out the closet and chop your little head off? Sensitive.
You call that being sensitive? Let me give you a little history on Kevin Dunn. Both of his parents are dead.
Car accident, 1989. Lived in the Chester orphanage till 1991 when the school adopted him. I know all about it.
Well, then you should also know that the last thing he needs right now is a sadistic father figure scaring the life out of him.
Maybe what he needs is for you to pop your titty out his mouth and let the boy grow up.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I didn't stutter. I said, pop your titty out his mouth and stop babying him.
I don't call it babying. I call it nurturing.
And I call it neutering.
And I call you an insecure, overbearing, psychopathic, dictatorial, egomaniacal, frigid, lunatic asshole!
I ain't frigid.
He's still there!
You wanna see nurturing? Still in there, he ain't happy.
What was that?
Major Payne just terminated that bad man with extreme prejudice. And if he's still in there, he ain't happy.
You run on back to bed. And Bad Man ain't gonna bother you no more.
Thank you, Major. I love you.
What's your angle, boy? You plotting on me?
No, sir!
Don't you know I can snap your neck in 20 different places?
Major, it's okay. He's just trying to show you some affection.
I don't like it. Make you feel all funny. Good night.
Homer.
Good night, Major.
Not here, he's in our ass.
Payne's not here, he's in our ass.
Bust so tight, he can't pass gas.
Bust so tight, he can't pass gas.
Sound off.
One,
sound off.
Three, four.
Break it on down. Break it on down. Break it on down. No. Break it on down.
You like to rhyme, boy? What's your name? Bushwick Bill? No, let me guess. You Snoop Diggity Dog.
Turd! Front lean and rest position, move! I'ma teach you how I rhyme military style. One! Don't you feel dumb? Two! Look at you! Three! Don't you ever make no jokes about me behind my back, otherwise I stomp you in the ground!
Missed all the fun.
That's another run. All right, we're heading down to the field for 2 hours of weapons drill.
Yo, Payne! You Payne? I got something to say to you.
B-5-4-Bum. What beanstalk you fall from?
You've been giving these boys a hard time. In fact, I heard you couldn't cut it in a real man's military. I heard that it's time for you to leave.
You know what I heard? I heard your mama was so fat, she played pool with the planets.
Yes. You thinking about leaving yet?
Actually, I think the party just begun. Now, what I'm gonna do is take this right foot and I'm gonna put it across the left side of your face.
Don't give me that Billy Jack bullshit! You said you were gonna hit me in the face.
You calling me a liar?
Oh, children! Somebody's gonna answer for this blood from my lip. I want names. I wanna know who's responsible. Well, they're all running what? I guess nobody's responsible. Guess I just had that one a coming. Well, you know what y'all got coming. 7 23-hour days full of fun and adventure. I'm gonna make you boys strong.
Sir.
Yes, Turd.
It was me, sir. I hired him.
Well, that's one death warrant signed. Do I have any more volunteers? What about you, Brown Nose?
I acted alone, sir. The rest of the squad was unaware of my activities.
Well, that's a pretty bold move there, Mr. Stone. What do you think I ought to do with you?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know?
I guess you should probably expel me, sir.
What, and send you on a vacation? Dotson!
Sir, yes, sir!
You are no longer the squad leader. Stone, you are now cadet sergeant. If these men win the Virginia Military Games, it'll be because you had led them to a victory. If they lose, it'll be because you failed them.
I don't accept the responsibility.
It's not negotiable.
Squad leader, my first order is to screw you, sir.
What'd you say to me, turd?
Why don't you go back to hell where you came from?
Boy, I am 2 seconds from being on you like white on rice and a glass of milk and a paper plate in a snowstorm. I will put my foot so far up your ass the water on my knee will quench your thirst.
Try it.
You want me gone, boy?
Yes, sir.
I said, do you want me gone, soldier?
Yes, sir!
Then you meet me outside the RTC building at 2100 hours. You ladies want me gone, you get your chance. Where is the first place trophy from the Virginia Military Gang?
Academy, sir!
I want that trophy. If you turd can bring me that trophy, I will resign my command. This is a block op, gentlemen. If you are discovered, I will deny all knowledge and you will pay the price. That is my deal. Do you accept it?
Sir? Yes, sir.
Then bring me my trophy.
All right, guys, this is it. This is our big chance to get rid of Payne. We got 2 miles to get to Wellington. Let's get it out of there as fast as we can.
Toss them, move it, go! Go, go, go!
Your last chance, Dodson.
What, you think I'm gonna come and help you make me look bad?
Anyway, I've called my dad. I'm leaving this stupid school.
Bye, have a good time.
Where you going?
I'm going to a blackout.
No, you can't come, you're too little. Why don't you stay back here and guard the base, okay?
They say I'm too little, and no one ever lets you do anything when you're too little.
Ah, phooey. What about all the stories about the little people that do big things? Like Little Red Riding Hood, them three little pigs, Spike Lee, or them little rascals.
You ever hear the story about the little engine that could? Let me tell you that story. Once upon a time, deep, deep in the jungle, there was a little engine that could. And he was chugging his way across the enemy line. Chugga, 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 toot, toot. This little engine mission was to take some AK-47s and a nuclear payload over the mountain to the 2063 Battalion. Needless to say, there was plenty of opposition. You think that stopped the little engine that could? No siree, Bob. He just kept chugging along. Chugga, 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 chugga. Toot, toot. Not even when they climbed aboard the train and popped out the eyes of the conductor and blood and snot was ripping out his eye sockets. You think that stopped the little engine that could? Damn, Skippy, he just kept chugging along. Chugga, 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 toot, toot. It wasn't until Charlie rigged the bridge with plastic explosive. Just as the little engine was making its way across the trestle, boom! An explosion happened. Blood and guts and spit and ass was everywhere. And Bubba come crawling out the back door. Both legs missing. Lula made baby boy. And he look up at me and said, Pete, I can't feel my legs. I said, Bubba, they ain't there. And I looked down, and them little bloody nub was kicking real fast like this here. And I said, Bubba, it's 30 miles to the nearest town. Unless you can flip upside down and walk on your head, you ain't gonna make it. All of a sudden, Charlie was all over the place. Just me and my sidearm. And I had no other alternative but to blast my way out. You bitch and winner for pain alive! Bam! I saw what you did to my friend! Bam!
Major!
Bam.
Major! Major!
Bam! Hello, Miss Walburn. You just missed a little bedtime story.
No, I didn't, actually. In fact, I'd love to talk to you about that story. Perhaps over dinner?
Okay.
Okay, I'll go get ready.
Me too.
Okay.
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 To be continued. When I come back, I'll tell you what Bubba used as a penis.
You gonna eat?
I think I'll wait a moment. My stomach's a little upset.
Them some mighty fine bitters. Wouldn't let them go to waste.
You know, I think you're really making some wonderful strides with the way you're dealing with the children. That was almost a really good thing you tried to do for Tiger tonight. Did they make a suggestion?
Proceed.
Well, your story, while colorful, bit rough.
You mean explosion?
Yes. And the eye gouging part. You need to loosen up. Not everything can be about war. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to hang upside down blindfold, and then I take my gun apart and I put it back together real fast before my nose starts to bleed.
Well, that's great. But is there anything that you like that doesn't have to do with battle?
Like what?
Like golf.
Negative.
Well, do you like to go to the movies?
Negative.
I don't suppose you dance.
I've been known to cut a little rug in my day.
Fan out the left flank of the school. Go.
Gotcha.
Willoughby, you take these two and cover the right. Got it?
Got it. All right, come on.
Yeah.
chest cavity explode. Boom! You know, that was the first time I ever drove a man's nose up into his brain, causing instant death and simultaneous bowel evacuation. But enough about me, woman. What's your story?
I'm surprised you ain't dropped about 12 puppies by now. Ain't you never been married?
Yeah, I was.
What happened? You terminate his command?
No, actually, he left. I wanted children. He didn't.
Any man that leave you ought to be monkey stomp and have his brains mailed back to his mother.
Well, thank you, Benson. How about you? Was there ever a Mrs. Payne?
Negative. I figure if the Marines wanted me to have a wife, they'd issue me one.
Well, I had a really nice time tonight, Benson.
Heck, being with you is almost better than cleaning my gun. I got something for you.
Oh, what is it?
It's a bullet. Something special. It's from my heart.
Really? Well, where'd you get it?
From my heart. Left ventricle. I took it out myself with a field knife. And I want you to have that.
Thank you, Vincent.
In my office.
It was a trap. You set us up.
Well, I might have made a little anonymous call. You didn't think they were just gonna hand it to you, did you?
We got the crap kicked out of us because of you.
Tonight wasn't about fair or unfair. It was about achieving your objective. Did you? Did you even see that trophy?
Oh, I saw it.
And when you saw it, did you want it?
Yeah, to get rid of you.
That's not what I asked. Did you want it?
I wanted it.
To own it?
Yeah.
Deserve it?
Yeah.
To win it?
Oh, yeah.
Then let's win it, you bruised up turd. If you really want it, I'll show you how to earn it.
Welcome, parents, to Madison School. For your convenience, we will be announcing activities throughout the day, if they happen.
How about you, Williams?
What, are you kidding?
Shut up. My parents said they'd come, but they said they got allergies.
What the hell happened to you?
They promised they'd come next
year. I mean nothing. I'm great. Look at you, though. Regular little soldier man. You a hard ass now.
What are you doing here?
It's Parents Day, and I am your legal guardian.
I'm drunk.
Don't you walk away from me. Oh. Give me a little salute.
I'm not going to salute you.
You salute your superiors. Or don't they teach that around here?
What superior? They kicked you out, remember?
Don't you sass me like your mother. You're mine now. I own you. And you will respect me. Now, you salute me.
No.
You hit that boy again, I'm gonna do more than salute you.
This is between me and my son.
Stepson.
Whoever he is, he's on my time now. I'm gonna ask you nicely. Please return to your vehicle. You go on now.
Major Payne, sir.
Yes.
I want to get that trophy, sir.
Come again?
I want to get that trophy, sir.
But you want to steal it?
No, sir.
You want to win it?
I want to earn it, sir.
The rest of you men feel the same way. Meet me on the parade ground 1700 hours. We got work to do.
Squad, attend, hut!
Oh,
still a shit sandwich. You're just not a soggy one. From now on, you are no longer turds. You've graduated to maggots. Your family. A team. Let's win them games.
Major, I have news so good I've decided to deliver it personally. America needs you. There's a situation in Bosnia that requires your special services. As of this moment, you are reinstated in the United States Marines at the rank of Lieutenant Colonel.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Your unit will be leaving out of Washington. You will arrive tomorrow at 1600 for briefing. Here are your tickets.
General, tomorrow the military games, and I was hoping...
Games? Payne, I fought to get you reinstated. You wanted in. I got you in. You don't take this. There won't be any more chances.
Sir, the Major will be there, sir!
Good man. I'll see you in Washington.
Going
back to killing. You wanna come? I didn't think so. Go lead your men into victory.
Great. What happened to unity and family and all that other bullshit that you taught us?
Hey, I never said family don't break up. Don't you watch Oprah?
So it's true. You're just gonna leave. You know, when they're through with you, they're just gonna cut you loose again.
I asked to leave. These boys making me soft.
Them boys need you. All that hard work they did for you.
They did it for themselves.
Benson.
Look, woman. I taught 11 separate engagements. I didn't do all that to come back and be conquered by no woman and a bunch of kids. What do you really think I was gonna do? Marry you? Put up a white picket fence? Adopt Tiger, become the loving male role model? That's not me. It's not Payne.
Start getting ready. We gotta be there in an hour.
We don't have to go to games. Payne's gone.
We don't have a chance without Payne.
Listen, Payne or no Payne,
I'm gonna go out there and win that stupid trophy.
We busted our asses off out there getting ready for this. No, I didn't go through all that to come out empty-handed.
So how about it, guys?
Are you with me?
I can't hear you.
Sorry, yes, sir!
Just a little bit louder now.
Sorry, yes, sir!
One more time, you maggot.
Sorry, yes, sir!
Present arms. Wellington, present arms. Madison, present arms. Cadets, order arms.
Welcome, men, to Wellington Academy for the 58th Annual Junior ROTC Virginia Military Games. This morning, you are all equal. But by the end of the day today, we will honor the finest of you with a trophy. The trophy of a champion. Let the games begin.
Yeah, Clears, I got nothing to say. All right, Fox, keep going. Come on, guys! Back it!
Set.
Rifleman. Fourth place, Taggart.
Unsatisfactory. I demand that the entire medicine squad be disqualified from the final competition.
Lieutenant, I can only disqualify the cadet who started the disturbance.
That's not enough. Look at him. These animals are so pathetic, their own commander didn't bother to show up.
Ain't no need for name calling.
Major Payne, what are you doing here? I was told you were on an important assignment.
Now, what could be more important than my boys winning this here competition? I suggest we get this party started. Is that okay with you, Colonel?
Cadets, I'm pleased to announce the two top-rated squads who will compete for first and second place in the parade drill competition. Wellington Academy and Madison Academy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wellington Academy. Drill team leader, Sergeant Michael Rackfeld.
All right, gentlemen, let's look alive here. We got trophies to win.
Hello, Mr. Denial. While you were on vacation, we've been having some real problems here.
I don't see the problem. You made it to the final, didn't you?
Yeah, no thanks to you. So why'd you come back? We don't need you.
Maybe I didn't come back for you.
Why'd you come back then?
Maybe I told myself that I want to see you win first place and ain't gonna leave until you do.
So that's it? It's all about the trophy?
Maybe I like you.
Just like.
Maybe I like you a lot.
That's it?
Don't push the maybe, baby. Now let's win this thing.
We have nobody to lead the drill.
Of course we do. Tiger.
Are you crazy?
That's right. That boy know the drill like the knob on the back of his head.
I can't do it. I'm too little.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wellington Academy drill team.
You need me to tell you the story about the little engine that could again? And you get out there and you toot that horn, boy. Toot. Toot.
Toot. Toot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Madison Preparatory School. Drill team leader, Private Kevin Tiger Dunn.
Yeah.
Company! Attend! Hut!
Sir, squad is formed, sir.
House. My name is Major Benson Winifred Payne. I'd like to be the first to welcome you to the medicine school. What we've tried to develop here is a family environment, one of trust and understanding. I'd like for you to think of me not only as your commanding officer, but as your friend. And what the hell is that?
He's mine.
That a boy. Sit.
Good boy.
You know, there ain't no pets allowed on these here premises, Mr. Ace Ventura.
Yeah, well, maybe that doesn't apply to me. He's my blind seeing eye dog.
What in the world would anybody want with a blind dog?
The dog ain't blind. I'm the one that's blind, you idiot.
Oh, I see you and your friend Cujo here got a little attitudinal problem needs some readjusting. Well, I'ma fix that up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Hey, Corporal! Go tell Mom bring my field knife.